Alvi.
I have the feeling that your hearing is more acute when the temperature is minus 10 Celsius. Certainly Prague smells better, but it seems to sound better, too. But then I always enjoyed the sounds of just about anything Czech at all, from the sound of Dvořák to the sound of Ž. When I was small, I remember once asking my father about the beautiful music that he was pretending to conduct for a phantom orchestra, as is his way, and hearing for the first time the beautiful word Dvořák. Dvořák, it turned out, was from a similarly marvelous-sounding place called Czechoslovakia, such a handsome word that Americans still use it today. I loved saying the word, which struck me as even more interesting than other known Slavic words of the day, like Chernobyl and Tito. Even better was learning that Dvořák's true name lied beneath the world's most formidable phoneme, the raised alveolar non-sonorant trill, a.k.a. R, the bane of every foreigner and native four-year-old, and unique to Czech alone. He was, in fact, Dvořák, from an even harder-to-pronounce town of Nela Hoze Ves, which may take you 10 years or more to read correctly. Czechs simply have an intrinsic knack for putting a good name to a thing. Just take Masaryk, Znojmo, Řehoř, Vltava, Pampeliška, and Semtex. The Czech language can make anything sound good, I think, especially when you don't understand it. I used to fall asleep to a cassette I'd recorded from Czech radio, pirate that I am, and along with the lulling sounds of Jaroslav Ježek was that of a middle-aged woman with a voice like a crystal harp. I drifted off to it each night for months, blissfully unaware that I was listening to the details of some heinous massacre in Yugoslavia. Another pastime you can enjoy while you still have the luxury of listening to Czech without understanding a word of it is writing series of 3 or 4 word consonants and getting someone to tell you if they mean anything. It's a triumphant feeling of discovery when you stumble upon phonetic masterpieces like krk, vrt, prd, hrst, and prs all by yourself. It's interesting, then, how the sounds of the Czech lands get stuck in a song and immortalized, like Smetana's River, or the dum-da-dum-da-dum-da-dum of a 19th-century train ride that Dvořák turned into his humoresque. Janáček, a genius who deserves 100 times his mention outside the Czech Republic, took his art from his language to a large part, stitching dialects and phrases from turn-of-the-century Czech into his work. Who will write the next great symphony on the theme of the sounds of today's Czech Republic, and what will they be? Doubtless the legendary declaration on Tram 9, Žižkov Cargo Station, next stop Žižkov Cargo Station, a favorite of Prague children. Vietnamese, maybe, the ice cream van, the announcement that the metro doors are closing, and still Ž, Ž, and more Ž.
Christian Falvi there with Letter from Prague.